Still no word on when Bertha the Tunnel Machine might be able to resume digging beneath the Seattle waterfront. Project officials say the highway tunnel is only 1 month behind schedule right now. Tunneling has been largely stopped since early December. Fixing Bertha isn't the only challenge the Highway 99 tunnel project faces. KUOW's John Ryan explains.
If you've ever hosted a party, you've probably had that panicky feeling beforehand. What if you throw a big party and nobody comes? State transportation officials face a similar worry. What if they build a $3 billion underground highway and not enough people use it? The state legislature has decreed that tolls have to pay for at least $200 million of the tunnel's cost. But if the tunnel toll's too high, drivers might just skip the underground party entirely. They might stay home, take a bus, or use city streets instead. Maude Dodon is head of Seattle's Chamber of Commerce. She co-chairs a state panel that's been studying tolling.
The downside of setting tolls too high is that people choose not to use the tunnel and not to pay the toll. So you end up with very congested city streets and a beautiful new tunnel that's not going to be used for the kind of purpose it was intended for.
Her committee recommends keeping the tunnel's tolls low, but charging them around the clock, $1.25 during rush hour and $1 the rest of the time. Dodon says that should hit the sweet spot of raising funds without driving commuters away. Eventually, the State Transportation Commission will decide how much to charge drivers who do use the $3 billion tunnel. Traffic on Highway 99 as it stands now, on top of the Alaskan Way Viaduct, has dropped nearly in half since construction got underway at the viaduct's southern end. Most of the change comes from some 30,000 extra commuters each day hopping on buses instead of getting behind the wheel. The environmental group Sightline argues that shift shows Seattle could get by just fine without a waterfront highway, whether or not Bertha the Tunnel Machine ever gets her nose back on the grindstone. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.